United Airlines shares were down 3% in early trading today as investors start to take stock of just how damaging that video was to the company's image. A passenger forcibly removed from a United flight on Sunday by being pulled from his seat and dragged down the aisle by police. United says it offered passengers hundreds of dollars to take a later flight because the flight was oversold. And then when airline employees were unable to get volunteers, they had to select passengers and remove them from the flight. Today, congressional delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is calling for a congressional hearing on what happened. United CEO Oscar Munoz said in a letter yesterday that he regrets what happened, but he said the passenger was disruptive and belligerent and his employees followed proper protocol. The Chicago aviation security officer who dragged the man off the plane has been placed on leave. Seth Kaplan is managing partner at Airline Weekly. He joins us now. Seth, welcome back.
Good to be here, Jeremy.
And so much has happened in this story in the last 24 hours. What do you make of how United has handled this?
Well, they don't seem to think that they really did anything wrong here. I mean, they expressed regret for what happened, but they're still placing a fair amount of the blame on the passenger. And, you know, I think this is one of these things where even though you can look at the individual elements of what happened and say that, you know, in a vacuum, some of the things made sense. I mean, involuntary denied boardings are a fact, a rare fact, but they happen every day for valid reasons. But it's just not all that often that you have somebody who, you know, did absolutely nothing wrong and is already boarded, already sitting in his seat, and then just kind of extracted like that. Usually, those few involuntary denied boardings that do happen when they can't get enough volunteers, as they usually can, happen out in the gate area. So it just kind of feels a lot more like, you know, your flight was canceled than what this guy went through.
Well, and Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, who joins us on this show very frequently, said in his piece about this, the footage is shocking. So is the law, which, as you point out, this is something that they are legally allowed to do.
Yeah, and the sort of the involuntary denied boarding regime, if you will, or involves, it's kind of this nasty side effect of a system that usually works, I'd say, pretty well for airlines and their customers. You know, it all goes back to the oversales, which there are some consumer benefits to that. When airlines can sell more seats, I mean, it's supply and demand economics. Airfares are lower than they would be if they had to always fly with a few empty seats. And usually people who get bumped are really happy about it because usually they're volunteers who get to take their family sometimes on a free trip next time. I mean, look, one time I got to where I was going literally before I was supposed to get there because they reaccommodated me onto a nonstop flight when I volunteered. I was happy. Most people are happy. But this does happen. If you're going to have oversales and you're going to have volunteers, there has to be a way to deal with people when there just aren't enough volunteers. But it should never come down to this. There had to be some other way. You know, the reports where they were offering up to $800, they said $1,000. Offer more. I mean, at that point, it would have been worth it to avoid what they're dealing with right now.
Is it a coincidence that this is United? Because I do notice when I fly, and occasionally I'll fly United, they're always overbooked more than any other airline that I've been on. I mean, do they do this more than the other airlines or what?
Well, some airlines in the world don't overbook. The major example in the U.S. is JetBlue. It doesn't overbook flights. The others all do to varying degrees. A lot of them do less now than they used to. And in fact, there were fewer involves in the last full year for the statistics was 2015 than in the past. United is, last I looked, yeah, somewhere in the middle of the pack. I mean, they have them. United, American, and Delta as airlines that carry a lot of corporate travelers just tend to have flights that are oversold more. It's just the nature of it. You know, leisure flights where, you know, people are going to Disney World, generally those travelers always turn up. A Tuesday morning flight from Chicago to Dallas with business travelers, you know, people whose meetings run late or end early and they switch flights, you just tend to have more no-shows. And so those airlines tend to have more oversales. Despite it all, very few involves, but and in a situation like this, I mean, I've certainly never seen it. I, like you, have been on a lot of flights. You just have to take care of it before it gets into that situation.
So what does United have to do now? I mean, are we going to need to hear from the CEO of United at a press conference to explain this, or what do they have to do?
Well, yeah, I would have liked to have heard United just really recognize that what this guy went through was unacceptable. It's fine to explain why involuntary denied boardings exist. You know, there's a legitimate reason for it. And I think if customers, you know, could really understand the whole system, I think most would agree that, yeah, you know what, on balance, because it's so rare that this happens and there are some other benefits to it. Yeah, I'm fine with that in terms of the system, but I think they need to make that distinction between, yeah, we believe in involuntary denied boardings when they have to happen as a part of this system that generally works, but we don't believe in what happened to this person on this flight. And I don't think we've quite heard that from United. They're still blaming him somewhat. And yeah, he didn't comply with you know, crew member instructions. And we all know, we've heard this safety demonstration about, you know, the importance of doing that. But in this case, you really got to feel for that guy. And I'd like to hear the airline expressing that.
That's Seth Kaplan, managing partner at Airline Weekly. Seth, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.